This is the Sakha Murli of the 21st of October 2025. Essence, sweet children, wake up early in the morning and have sweet conversations with Baba. The early morning is a very good time to churn the ocean of this knowledge. Question, what is the difference between devotees calling God the Almighty Authority and you children calling him that? Answer, they say that God can do whatever he wants, that everything is in his hands. However, you know that Baba has said, I too am bound by the drama. The drama is the Almighty Authority. The Father is called the Almighty Authority because he has the power to grant salvation to everyone. He establishes such a kingdom that no one can snatch it away from you. Om Shanti. Who said that? Baba. Om Shanti. Who said that? Dada. You children have now recognized the praise of the Highest on High to be very great. They say, since he is the Almighty Authority, what can he not do? People on the path of devotion give a much greater meaning to the term Almighty Authority. The Father says, everything happens according to the drama. I don't do anything. I too am bound by the drama. It is just by remembering the Father that you can become Almighty Authorities. By remaining pure, you become Seto Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. The Father is the Almighty Authority. He has to teach you. He says, children, remember me, and your sins will be absolved. You will then become Almighty Authorities and rule the world. If you don't have power, how would you rule? You receive power by having yoga. For this is why the ancient yoga of Bharat has been remembered. You children have remembrance, number-wise, and you experience happiness accordingly. You souls know that you can attain the kingdom of the world by remembering the Father. No one has the strength to snatch that away from you. Everyone praises the Highest on High Father, but no one understands anything. Not a single human being knows that this is a play. If they understood that this is a play, they would also remember everything from the beginning to the end. Otherwise, it would be wrong to call it a play. They say that it is a play and that we have come to play our parts. Therefore, they should know the beginning, middle, and end of this play. They even say that they come from up above and that this is why the population grows. In the Golden Age, there were very few human beings. Where did all these souls come from? No one understands that this drama is eternally predestined and imperishable, and that it continues to repeat from the beginning to the end. When you watch a film from the beginning to the end, and then watch it again, it definitely repeats identically the second time. There won't be the slightest difference. Look how the Father explains to you, sweetest children. The Father is so sweet. Baba, you are so sweet. Baba, we are now going to go to our land of happiness. We now know that when souls become pure, they will even receive pure milk there. Those elevated mothers are very sweet. They feed their babies themselves at the right time. Their babies don't have to cry for it. You have to churn the ocean of this knowledge in this way. You will enjoy yourself a great deal by talking to Baba early in the morning. Baba, you are showing us such good ways to establish an elevated kingdom. We will then go into the laps of elevated mothers. We are the ones who have been to that new world innumerable times. Our days of happiness are about to come. This is the nourishment of happiness, of which it is said, if you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis. We have now found the unlimited Father. He is making us into the elevated masters of heaven. We receive our fortune of the kingdom every cycle. We experience defeat and then gain victory. We now have to conquer Ravan by remembering the Father. Then we will become pure. There is no mention of any war or suffering there. There are no expenses there. We spend so much on the path of devotion for birth after birth. We stumbled so much and adopted so many gurus. We won't now adopt any gurus for half a cycle. We will go to the abode of peace and then to that land of happiness. The Father says, you are travelers to that land of happiness. You now have to go from this land of sorrow to that land of happiness. Our wonderful Baba, look how he is teaching us. It is a great wonder that our memorial exists here. There is limitless praise of the Dilwala temple. We are now studying Raja Yoga. Therefore, a memorial of this would definitely be created. It is our identical memorial. Baba, Mama, and the children are sitting here. On the ground, they are shown practicing yoga, and the kingdom of heaven is shown above them. This knowledge is so clear in the picture of the tree. Look how Baba granted visions and had the pictures made. Baba granted those visions and also gave corrections. It was such a wonder. All of this knowledge is new. No one knows of this knowledge. Only the Father sits and explains how human beings continue to become Tamo Pradhan. The world population continues to grow. Devotion also continues to become Tamo Pradhan as it progresses. You are now making effort here to become Sato Pradhan. The term Manmanabhav is also mentioned in the Gita. It's just that they don't know who God is. You children have to wake up early in the morning and churn the ocean of this knowledge about how to give people God's introduction. In devotion too, people wake up early in the morning and perform their devotions while sitting in their little alcoves. That is also churning the ocean of knowledge. Each of you is now receiving a third eye of knowledge. The Father is telling you the story of the third eye. The story of the third eye, the story of immortality, and the story of becoming true Narayan are all well known. The One Father tells them. They then continue to be told on the path of devotion. You children become solvent with this knowledge, and this is why deities are said to be multimillionaires. The deities become very wealthy multimillionaires. Look at the Iron Age, and then look at the Golden Age. There is the difference of day and night. It takes time for the whole world to be cleansed. This world is unlimited. Bharat is an imperishable land that never disappears. For half a cycle, Only this one land is here. Then all the other lands emerge number-wise. You children are receiving so much of this knowledge. Tell them, come and understand how the world history and geography repeat. Ancient rishis and munis are given so much respect, but they too don't know the beginning, middle, or end of the world. They are hatha yogis. However, they do have the power of purity through which they support Bharat. Otherwise, you never know what Bharat would have become. When a building is whitewashed, it looks beautiful. Bharat was very pure, whereas that same Bharat has now become impure. Your happiness there lasts for a long period of time. You have a lot of wealth there. You only lived in Bharat alone. It used to be your kingdom. This is a matter of yesterday. Then all the other religions came. They came and reformed the world a little and had their names glorified. Now they too have all become Tamo Pradhan. You children should now experience so much happiness. You mustn't tell all these things to new ones. First of all, enable them to recognize the Father. Do you know the name, form, place, and time of the Father? The part of the Highest on High Father is very well known. You now know that the Father is giving us directions. You are once again establishing your own kingdom. You children are my helpers. You are becoming pure. Therefore, a pure world definitely has to be established for you. You can write that the old world is now changing and that there will then be the kingdom of the sun and moon dynasties. After that, the kingdom of Ravan will continue. It is very sweet to explain using pictures. All the times and dates are written on them. Ancient Rajyoga of Bharat means remembrance. By having remembrance, your sins are absolved, and by studying this, you receive a status. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. Yes, there will definitely be storms of Maya. It is very good to wake up early in the morning and talk to Baba. This is a very good time for both devotion and this knowledge. Have a very sweet conversation. We are now to go to an elevated world. It enters the hearts of the elderly that they are now to leave their bodies and enter a womb. Baba makes them all so intoxicated. Sit and talk in this way, and you will accumulate a great deal. Shiv Baba is changing us from the residence of hell into the residence of heaven. We are the ones who come first. We play all round parts. The Father says, renounce those dirty costumes. Forget the whole world, including your own bodies. This is unlimited renunciation. There, when you become old, you will have a vision of how you are to become a baby again. There is great happiness. Childhood is the best of all. Sit and churn the ocean of this knowledge in this way early in the morning. When points emerge, you feel great happiness. An hour to an hour and a half passes in happiness. The more practice you have, the more your happiness will increase and the more you will enjoy yourselves. You have to remember Baba while walking and moving around. You have a lot of time. There's no doubt that obstacles will come. People never fall asleep while doing business. It is lazy people who fall asleep. Just continue to remember Shiv Baba as much as possible. Keep Shiv Baba in your intellects when you are preparing food. I am doing this for Shiv Baba. Food must be prepared with great cleanliness. It should not be anything that creates complications. Baba himself, Brahma Baba, also stays in remembrance. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost, now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Wake up early in the morning and have a sweet conversation with Baba. By having the nourishment of happiness every day, you experience supersensuous joy. 2. In order to become a full helper of the Father in establishing that golden age kingdom, become pure. Be absolved of your sins by having remembrance. Prepare food with great cleanliness. Blessing, may you become a contented soul and thereby make the offering of all your defects by invoking the divine virtues. On Diwali, special attention is paid to cleanliness and to earning an income. In the same way, you also have to keep the aim of having cleanliness in every way and of earning an income. You will then become a contented soul. Only by having contentment will you be able to invoke all the divine virtues. The offering of all your defects will then be made automatically. Finish all weaknesses, defects, and any lack of strength or delicateness in yourself, and begin a new account. Put on the new clothes of your new sanskars and celebrate a true Diwali. Slogan: in order to remain constantly set on your seat of self-respect, tighten the belt of your determination very well. Avyak signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. First of all, experiment with the power of silence on yourself and any illness of your body and examine yourself. By using this power, your karmic bondages will change their form into sweet relationships. By using the power of silence, any suffering of karma or strong bondage of karma will be experienced to be like a line on water. You won't feel that you are suffering, but being a detached observer, you will then continue to observe the scenes while settling your karma. Om Shanti. Invaluable versions of Matashwari. Title: in order to receive this imperishable godly knowledge, you don't need to learn any language. Our godly knowledge is very easy and very sweet, and you can accumulate an income for birth after birth with it. This knowledge is so easy that anyone, from a great soul to someone with a stone intellect, Ahilya, in brackets, a person turned to stone character remembered in the Ramayana. From a child of any religion to an elderly person can receive it. Look, even though it is so easy, people of the world consider this knowledge to be very difficult. Some believe that they can become great scholars when they study many Vedas, scriptures, Upanishads, etc. But for those, they need to learn that language. It is only when they have done a lot of Hatha Yoga that they would attain something. But we know from our experience that this knowledge is very simple and easy because God himself is teaching us. There is no physical force, chanting or doing penance, no becoming pundits of great scriptures, or any need to learn the Sanskrit language. Here, souls have to have yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, in a natural way. Even if someone is not able to imbibe this knowledge, there can still be a lot of benefit just by having yoga. With this, firstly, you become pure, and secondly, your karmic bondages are burnt away, and you become karmatit. There is so much power gained by having remembrance of the Almighty Authority God. Although he is teaching us yoga through the physical body of Brahma, we still have to remember that form of light, Shiva, the Supreme Soul himself, directly. It is only by having this remembrance that the dirt on us souls will be removed. Acha Om Shanti.